The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
That is no good. And the rebound taken out by the younger sister, Anna Squire. Gives it to Prasoski now, top of the key. Backdoor cut to Maddie Squires. Double team, puts up a little runner and found that open space in between the double team. Split the difference there.
This afternoon, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars welcome in the Wayne Lady Blue Devils. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Knocked away by Squires. Now the skip pass on the left wing here for Calling. Calling, on the dribble, gives it out for Prasoski. She'll step back, fire a three, and hit the second three-pointer of the night.
Kearney Catholic shook off their first loss of the year to Hastings St. Cecilia by rolling Donovan Trumbull. Today, they face a Wayne squad that has lost back-to-back games to top five teams Norfolk Catholic and Crofton. It's the Blue Devils and Stars coming next, but first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from new Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Kearney Catholic as we're at Cope Coliseum. As an unusual doubleheader today for the Kearney Catholic boys and girls. The Lady Stars, nearly a perfect season going so far, 14-1, rated number two in the state. They'll be taking on Wayne in a girls game, and then later we'll actually have, between the two games, we'll have a JV boys game. So it'll be a little bit of a gap time-wise, but then Boys Town will come to town to take on the Kearney Catholic boys. So Wayne and Boys Town coming to town for a split doubleheader here on ESPN Radio. Glad you could join us for coverage of Kearney Catholic basketball. And for the girls, this will be a pretty good challenge. Wayne comes in at 10-6, has played a very tough schedule. They are a quality ball club. And this is the kind of game that Rick Petrie wants to kind of bring in and play a little bit more, as witnessed by the fact they played Pierce last year and have tried to schedule some tough competition to try to make things get them a little bit more seasoning, give them a little bit more testing, kind of push them a little bit as they try to make it back to Lincoln and the state basketball tournament. And if they get there, they want to be seasoned enough that they'll be able to withstand the rigors that tournament will bring. So they want to try to play as tough a competition as they can get their hands on. And they were able to hook up with Wayne, who is, as we said, a pretty good basketball team at 10-6 on the season. And a couple of their losses have come to teams like Pierce. So they play a tough schedule. And Kearney Catholic right now is making their schedule a little bit tougher by playing Wayne. And we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you the starters for both the Stars and for the Blue Devils of Wayne. We'll do that as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll step away for a moment, and then we'll come back with the starters here from Cope Coliseum. We come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic. Let's give you our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for Wayne. As we mentioned, they come in with a record of 10-6 on the year. Played a very tough schedule, and we'll come back to that here in just a moment. Their starters are Kyla Hammer. She is 5'5", only a freshman, but she averages 12.2 points and 4.6 rebounds per ball game. Abby Hicks is 5'9", and a senior. The coach's daughter averages 7.4 points per ball game and 5.1 rebounds a contest. Rachel Rauner is 5'4", and a senior. She averages 8 points and a little bit over 2 rebounds a game. Tara Stegeman is 5'7", and a junior. Stegeman averages 7.4 points, 4.2 rebounds. And rounding out the starting lineup, Danica Schaefer. She's 5'6", and a junior. Schaefer averages 6 points and 5 rebounds a contest for head coach Dave Hicks. And as we mentioned, they come in at 10-6 on the season, and they have played a very tough schedule. We mentioned that they lost to Pierce, but it's kind of a who's who of girls basketball in terms of who they have played and have fallen to. They've fallen to South Sioux City, who is 12-0 in Class A, and they fell to them 55-49. So they played an undefeated Class A team within six. Their anomaly in terms of their losses was the loss to Wahoo. Wahoo is 10-7. Obviously, a lot of tradition there. And that was a tight ball game. They lost that one 47-45. They lost at Guardian Angels Central Catholic, a team that Kearney Catholic will be playing down the road. And Guardian Angels is 14-1 on the season. They lost that one. They lost to Pierce by 7. Pierce is 15-1 on the year. They lost at Norfolk Catholic, and they're 13-2 on the season in Class C1. And they also lost to Crofton, one of the best teams, in fact, in the overall top 10. Crofton is rated in the overall top 10 in the state. They're 16-0, and they lost that game just the other night. So, again, they have played just a killer schedule, not afraid to play anybody, and that brings them here to Kearney. And, again, their starters are Hammer, Hicks, Rauner, Stegeman, and Schaefer. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars, as I mentioned, they come in with a record of 14-1 on the year. And their starters are Allie Prasoski. She's 5'6 and a senior. She averages 9.4 points and about a rebound and a half per ball game. Whitney Colling, 5'6 and a senior, averages 5.7 points and 2 rebounds a contest. Kylie Teal is 5'9, only a sophomore. She averages a little bit over 10 points and 2 rebounds, excuse me, 3 rebounds per ball game. And then you have the Squires sisters. Maddie Squires is 5'9 and a junior, and she averages 7.8 points per ball game, 4.6 rebounds a contest. And Anna Squires, 5'10 and a sophomore. Anna is averaging 6.7 points and 4.5 rebounds per contest for head coach Rick Petrie. And the Stars come in 14-1. On the year. That's your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll take another break and we'll be wrapping up the New Tech Seed pregame show. We come back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Kearney Catholic 14-1 on the year, taking on 10-6 Wayne, as a unique combination of doubleheaders actually here in the city of Kearney, because there's four different high schools coming to town to play the two high schools here in Kearney. Over in top of the hill at Kearney High, Omaha Marion will be playing the Kearney High girls later today. That'll be followed by Creighton Prep in town to take on the Bearcats. So they kind of split things up there. And here we got the Wayne girls coming in to play Kearney Catholic this afternoon. And then around 6 o'clock or so, it'll be Boys Town in the varsity game. And we'll have that game for you as well right here on ESPN Radio. Don't forget, on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9, we got the Luplac Conference Wrestling Finals in there. So there'll be some Kearney Catholic wrestlers involved in that, obviously. Wish them all the best of luck. luck, Doug Duda will have the call. And that's going on right now on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So that kind of sets the stage for you. And again, Tri-City Storm Hockey, they're at home tonight. And that game will be on The Breeze, 94.5. And don't forget that Husker basketball this afternoon against Michigan State. And that, too, will be on The Breeze as well as KHAS Radio. So we've got you covered if you're looking for some sports on the radio throughout the course of the action today here on Platte River Radio. Glad you could join us. And don't forget that all of our games stream live, both here on Superstation.com, ESPN Superstation.com, as well as PlatteRiverPreps.com. We have all of our high school games stream live at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So if you know someone out of town, out of state that wants to listen to the game, there you go. So they're getting ready to make the announcements for the starting lineups here for Wayne and Kearney Catholic. We'll take a quick break. We'll wrap up a pregame show. We come back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as we're wrapping up our New Tech Seed pregame show. Proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Just a reminder for you that we'll have some more Kearney Catholic basketball outside of today. Of course, we'll have the Boys Town game later this afternoon into the evening here on ESPN Radio. And then it'll be Gibbon at Wood River. We'll have those games for you on the 29th as well. That, again, that'll be on KKPR. But the Kearney Catholic girls will be taking on West Point Guardian Angels, and we'll have that game for you next Thursday right here on ESPN Radio. So we'll have that game for you next Thursday. So one last break here. When we come back, we'll have the tip between Wayne and Kearney Catholic here from Cope Coliseum right after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. My bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back. Just about ready to get things tipped off here. Just wrapped up the national anthem a few moments ago. Kearney Catholic in their home white uniforms with the green numbers, a little gold trim on there. They have already broken the huddle, and the Blue Devils in their blue uniforms, the black numbers, black accentuations around the collar and the sleeves and such, with a little bit of trim on the white side. It says Wayne across the front. They're all set and ready to go. It'll be Squires doing the jumping here for Kearney Catholic. She'll be going against Stegeman here for Wayne, and we're just about set and ready to go. And in fact, the tip is in the air, but they're going to re-jump it. As both of them just kind of share a laugh, as both of them missed it, and it hit their two shoulders, so they're going to re-jump this here. And there you go. The tip is going to be controlled by Kearney Catholic. In the offensive end is Teal. She's going to drive all the way in. Left-handed layup, and just that quick, Kylie Teal gives Kearney Catholic the early 2-0 lead here. That allows the Stars to put the full court press on. On the bounce here is Hammer, and she'll get the ball up court, and the pass to Ronner on the left side. Ronner came down with it, but landed on the sideline, and that'll be a turnover. Great start to the game here for Kearney Catholic. A quick bucket, and then a quick turnover, but now Blue Devils will pressure the ball back into the offensive end. Here is going to be calling. Lob pass down low for Anna Squires. Kick back out to Pososkis, who's open for three, and she missed the three-pointer. It's a little bit strong, and the rebound going to be ripped down out of there by Schaefer. So Schaefer pulls down the rebound, and quickly they bring the ball up court, and on the fast break, a quick little jumper blocked by both Squires sisters and out of bounds. So Stegeman has her shot blocked there, and we'll give credit to the block to Anna Squires, who had maybe a little bit better angle. And the Blue Devils will inbound underneath their own baseline. Little ball fake. Then they're going to kick the ball back out here to Ronner. She'll hand it off here for Stegeman. Stegeman on the dribble, top of the circle. Kearney Catholic going 2-3 zone right now. Ball was loose momentarily, but tracking it down is going to be Ronner in the corner. Her pass is deflected. Calling ran out of room before she could finish the steal. She knocked it loose and tried to pick it up on that sideline, but just ran out of territory. So Wayne will maintain the possession. And Hammer will kick on the left side. Off of the screen, they'll throw it now. Top of the circle, right wing to Ronner. Ronner on that right side. Hammer was open for the three, but didn't realize it. So she'll work the offense by bringing it around the perimeter. Skip pass right side. About 17-foot jumper up and good for Abby Hicks. So Abby gets the first points of the ball game here for the Blue Devils, and we're tied at 2. We've only played a minute 15. Entry pass down on the low block for Squires. She's going to shoot a little bit strong, and the rebound going to be taken out by Hammer. Hammer. Left-handed layup goes in. Shot is no good. And the rebound going to be taken out by Squires. But great hustle by Stegeman to tie up the ball. And she was able to stop it and kind of forced a Kearney Catholic turnover here. Possession arrow is pointing to Wayne. So now the Stars will drop back on defense. On the baseline, Schaefer to toss it in. We're tied at 2. Lob top of the circle. They get it for Stegeman. Stegeman kicks here left side for Hammer. Hammer gets it to the elbow for Schaefer. Schaefer will turn around, try a 17-foot jumper. It is an air ball and pulled down by Maddie Squires. So she pulls down the rebound, will dribble, kick, three-pointer. No good for Prasoski. Rebounded by Squires, and Squires will work around the perimeter. So Kearney Catholic couldn't drain the three, but they got the possession here. Off of the screen, driving to Squires. She takes it off the glass. It will not fall, but she was hit on the body. And she'll head to the line. Schaefer called for the foul, and that'll be her first, team's first. Kearney Catholic led 2-0, and now we're tied at 2. And now Maddie Squires, a couple of opportunities to add to Kearney Catholic's point total. She makes the first free throw, and she'll have one more coming up here. Second free throw, no good, but great hustle there by Calling to pull down the rebound. So Calling will keep it in their possession. Gets another offensive rebound. So Calling with a couple of offensive rebounds here. And now they'll get it down low, driving as Anna Squires. And Anna Squires is going to get the bucket. And then a steal by Calling. Calling with the steal again. Puts up a left-handed layup. That shot won't fall. And it goes out of bounds. And I did not see who they indicated. It's going to be off of Wayne. So Kearney Catholic will maintain possession here. They lead it 5-2, and it's been a couple of great hustle plays there by Calling. They get the ball down to Colling on that left side. Enters it in for Squires. Back to Teal. Kicking it out. Here's Prasovsky. She's going to fire a three. That's no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound on Kearney Catholic. No, you're just going to say it was out of bounds. I thought they were going to call it push there. Ball did go out of bounds. And it will be Wayne basketball here. So Blue Devils facing some pressure. And Squires knocked it loose and then out of bounds. They were trying to get it to Schaefer on the sideline. And Anna Squires tipped it away from her essentially twice. That second time it ends up in the Blue Devils bench. So they'll inbound it here for Hammer. Hammer very quickly gets the ball up here for Stegman. Stegman's going to drive, kick it out, and they work it around the perimeter. By the way, Ectentamp came in a little bit ago. Substitution. So did Morgan Keating. Keating had the ball momentarily on that left side. She'll get it off for Hammer. Around the perimeter we go, and they got it in the hands of Stegman. Stegman on the dribble. Is picked up there by Colling. And a little drive and a jump stop down low, and we're going to have a foul on the body here against Kearney Catholic. And the officials are conferring whether or not it's before or after the shot. It is going to be on the shot. So Whitney Colling called for the foul. And they decide that Stegman has a couple of free throws coming up. And the first one is short. So 5-2, 4:55 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw also no good. And the rebound is going to be off the hands of Maddie Squires. And Schaefer there was able to tip it away from Squires, but Squires was the last to touch it. So it will be Blue Devil basketball. Good work there for Stegman. That's one of those plays that will not show up by Schaefer, rather, and that's one of those plays that won't show up in the book, but still a nice play. Pass is tipped. Rauner has it on that left side. She's going to fire a three-pointer. It's no good. And the rebound is into the hands of Ectenkamp. So maintaining the possession here is going to be Wayne, and they'll skip it off on the left side. Pass in the lane, that's a dangerous pass as Colling is able to sweep in there and come up with the basketball. Skipped into the corner, there's Teal. She's open for three. Good pass from Squires. The three-pointer is no good, but the rebound is going to be taken out there by Anna Squires. So Anna Squires helps work it around. She gets the ball back in the right wing there for Teal. Teal's three-pointer is no good, and the ball goes out of bounds on the rebound. It'll belong to Kearney Catholic. And we'll have a line change here essentially for the Stars. Checking in is going to be Messbarger, Streit, Morgan Teal, and Long. So those four are out there with who stayed? Anna Squires. She gets the inbounds. And she'll enter it down low for Long. Long will take it on the baseline. Jumper no good. And Messbarger couldn't pull down the rebound. She lost it, but it goes off the hands of Wayne's Abby Hicks. So Kearney Catholic will maintain the possession here. Stars have not shot real well so far here in the ballgame, but they do lead it 5-2. We're at midway point of quarter number one. Messbarger has it left side. A little crossover drive. Splits the defense. Puts it up with the left hand and now heads to the free throw line. She takes it off the glass, gets the bucket, and she'll now try to add to it here from the free throw line. That was a great drive there by Messbarger. So Messbarger hit on the arm, puts up the free throw, and it is good. So she finishes off the three-point play, and the Stars now have an 8-2 lead. Ball inbounded here for Hammer. Hammer's pass on that right side goes off the hands of Long. Long actually ran into and knocked down Abby Hicks. No foul called there, and Long will help up Hicks. And now Hicks will inbound the ball. And Dave Hicks commenting to the officials a little bit about the amount of physicality being allowed so far in the game. Skip pass to Rauner. Rauner is shut off there by Teal, so they'll work it around. Bad pass, and that'll be a winning turnover into the hands of Squire. She's going to drive, take it off glass, and she'll score. Great control of that dribble in traffic by Anna Squires, and she's able to bank it in. It's now 10-2, and Messbarger makes the steal. She'll drive, try the reverse layup. It takes off glass, no good. Strike fights for the rebound into the hands of Teal. Baseline jumper is up and good, and a timeout for Wayne. Stars have held a 10-point lead. They lead it 12-2 after the shot is rattled in by Teal. And the Stars lead it by 10. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 3:16 to go in the first quarter. Stars up by 10. We're back after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Arma Coatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Arma Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Arma Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. They inbound it, and then Messbarger makes the steal. She'll give the basketball off to Anna Squires, who drives, gets the bucket and the foul. Again, another Wayne turnover, turning into points here for Kearney Catholic as the pass by Messbarger after she made the steal gets the ball in the hands of Anna Squires, and Squires now will try to finish off a three-point play, and she does. Stars now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, and they lead it now 15-2. They have rattled off 7 straight points here. On the bounce, it's Hammer. Hammer gets it in the lane. Tough shot, no good. Nothing but White there on the rebound. Holy cow. And it's Squires who pulls down the rebound after the Wayne miss. She'll bring the offensive end, kicks it off, now gets it back, fires a three. It is no good. And the ball is going to be rebounded momentarily, and then a reaching foul. Hammer came up with a loose ball. And then a foul going to be issued here on Kearney Catholic. I think that was on Squires. I'm not sure. I didn't see the indication going up on the scoreboard. So ball inbounded here for Hicks. Hicks kicks it up ahead, not waiting for anything negative to happen. They throw the ball right back to Hicks, and she did not have much spacing there, so they're going to reset the offense. They'll get it off for Hammer. Hammer will get a screen from Hicks. Back to, no, they try to get it into Hicks. She does get it. Puts up a little runner in the lane. It's no good, and the rebound goes in the hands of Jordan Streit. So Streit ends the possession, gives it up ahead to a driver in Teal, kicks it back out to Streit. She'll kick it for Messbarger. Back on the baseline for Teal. Top of the circle. Here's the three-pointer that's off for Morgan Teal. Shot will not fall, and the long rebound out to Hammer. She's on the run and has her pocket pick stolen away by Jordan Streit. So Wayne turns it over again, and on the drive here is going to be Kylie Teal, and Kylie will lose the basketball. Another Kearney Catholic turnover, and right back is going to be a right-handed layup here for Hammer. Hammer missed the two, rebounded by Streit, and now comes Kearney Catholic. They'll kick it off here for Teal on that left side. Three-pointer is up and no good. And the defensive rebound here for the Blue Devils. It was rebounded there by Echtenkamp, who snags the bound. Quickly, they get it up ahead here for Kelsey Boyer. Boyer missed the shot. Long with the rebound. And here comes Kearney Catholic. They're going to slow it down just a little bit here. Kylie Teal in the offensive end. Now Morgan's got it on that left side. Skips it top of the circle for Streit. She's going to fire a three. No good. Offensive rebound. Runner in the lane. Bouncing around here. Will not fall for Kylie Teal. So she missed the putback. And the rebound taken out by the Blue Devils. They'll bring in the offensive end. And on the bounce here is going to be Abby Hicks. Hicks will give the ball out for Rauner. 15-2. About 45 seconds left. Around the perimeter we go for Wayne. On the left side with it is Hammer. She'll get a screen, takes it top of the key. Messbarger did a great job fighting through that screen. Boyer has it on the right side, and now they're going to work the clock a little bit more. 37 seconds left. Splitting the defense is Rauner. Right-handed layup, no good. And rebound tipped in the hands of Streit. So Streit ends the possession after Wayne couldn't get the shot. And they'll get the ball to Teal. Teal will dump her into Long on the baseline. Long in trouble, loses the ball, and that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Good hands there. Pass up ahead. Dangerous one, but it's caught by Hammer. She'll kick it right side. 14 seconds left. Three-pointer on the right wing here for Rauner. That one will not fall. Kearney Catholic gets the rebound. Jordan Streit in the offensive end. 5 seconds left. We'll give it to Teal, who takes her time. Drains a three-pointer. There's 1 second left, and there's your horn. Kylie Teal drains the three from about 23 feet away, and the Stars have an 18-2 lead as we head to the second quarter right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
DIC.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as Kearney Catholic has an 18-2 lead here at Cope Coliseum. You know, Kearney Catholic unofficially 7 of 20 shooting so far in the game. And that's okay. That's not great, but that's okay. Wayne is only 1 of 9. That's one reason why the Stars have been able to hold them to 2 points in the first half. Kearney Catholic has possession of the ball to start the second quarter. They're working around the perimeter, and Teal on the left side strokes in another three-pointer. Kylie Teal, as it was rotated around, came back to her, and it's now 21-2, Stars with the lead. On the bounce here is Ronner, the offensive end, and we're going to have a reach here called on Kearney Catholic, and that will be on Whitney Colling. So Colling called for the foul here with 7:32 to go. And ball is inbounded here for Stegeman. Stegeman's pass deflected and then intercepted. Great hustle there by Kylie Teal as they force the turnover. Teal will give it to Colling on the baseline. Her jumper is no good. And the rebound taken out by Maddie Squires. Little runner on that left side. They kick it out and the three-pointer good for Colling. So Kearney Catholic now 24-2. Did not see this coming. Pass tipped as it goes around the perimeter. On the drive here is going to be Wayne. And again, they lose possession of the ball. Stars on the run. Pass up ahead. Prasoski with the layup. It's up and in. So Kearney Catholic cashes in on another turnover. 26-2. Wow. 6:40 to go here. And Kearney Catholic on a huge run right now. They'll skip it out here. Back it up is going to be Stegeman. Stegeman may have even gotten away with a walk over there. Missed the shot, and it's going to be rebounded by Squires. And Wayne, again, continues to have shooting woes. And we're going to have a charge. Driving in underneath was Kearney Catholic. They got it into Squires. And Maddie Squires is going to be called for the offensive foul. Good work down low there for Wayne's Tara Stegeman to pick up the offensive foul. So 26-2, 6:24 to go here in the second quarter. At halftime, we'll talk a little boys basketball with Kearney Catholic head coach Scott Carlin. Blue Devils inbounded here for Wayne. They trail it 26-2. And down the sideline is Hammer. Hammer, pass deflected. Picking it up is going to be Colling. Another Wayne turnover. And Colling lets traffic clear. Brings in the offensive end. Gets it to Squires. Squires dribbles out of the lane. Gives it top of the circle for Massbarger. She'll fire a three-pointer. No good. And rebound tipped out here to Ronner. Ronner on the run. They're fast breaking. And Kearney Catholic hustles in the lane. And Whitney Colling tips away a pass that had it got into Stegeman, Stegeman would have been right underneath the basket. But they'll have to inbound it on the baseline instead. Last report, the Kearney Catholic boys, the wrestling team, was in fourth place in the LUPLAC Conference tournament. And again, it is live on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Inbounded, worked around the perimeter. Hammer will get it on the baseline. She'll pull up a quick little jumper. That's no good. Ball's on the ground, and well, when that happens, Michelle Messbarger more likely than anybody to come up with it with her quickness. She'll drive the length of the court after getting the rebound. Hit on the body, she puts up the layup. Shot doesn't fall, and now she'll head to the line. So Messbarger to the line, and will shoot two. Her free throw, up and good. Messbarger, a 90% free throw shooter, so you get her to the line, you can start putting numbers in the book. She, as soon as I say that, she makes one, misses the second. Nothing like jinxing a free throw shooter by saying how good she shoots. 27-2, Stars by 25 here with 5:25 to go in the first half. Hammer on the left side, gets a nice little screen, backdoor cut off the hands of Kearney Catholic. I thought maybe Stegeman was the last to touch it, but good hands there by Anna Squires to tip away that pass. If she's not there, that's a layup, as that was a great pass there by Hicks through the lane. And the ball going to be inbounded here by the Blue Devils. They'll toss it in for Rauner. Rauner gives it right side for Hammer. Skips it up on the left side here for Hicks. Hicks draws some attention, kicks it off. Open for three is Hammer. It will not fall. And rebounded there by Squires. So another defensive rebound here for Anna Squires. And they'll give it to Prososki. 2-3 zone right now for Wayne. And Prososki will dribble top of the circle. Stops, gives it left side for Colling. Into the corner for Maddie Squires. Back out to Prososki, well behind the three-point arc, but they're respecting her three-point shooting ability by coming out on her. So they'll work it around. Squires on the skip pass is going to drive. A little runner in the lane. Shot no good. Ball tipped around. Messbarger comes up with it. Messbarger has her shot blocked. Comes up with the ball again, and they'll kick it out here to Prososki. Prososki's going to drain a three. They kick it out to her, and Prososki then drains the three-pointer. And on the inbounds, they're going to tie up the ball. And it's going to be possession arrow pointing to the Blue Devils. So Kearney Catholic doing a great job of rebounding here. On that set, they ended up with four offensive rebounds before they finally kicked it out and got it out to Prososki, who now makes it 30-2. On the bounce here is Schaefer. Schaefer, double team. Colling comes up with the basketball, rolls it up ahead here for Messbarger, and Messbarger says, thank you very much. There's nobody around her, and they cash in on yet another Wayne turnover. So Wayne faces some pressure here. Schaefer's going to throw it in the backcourt. It's a little bit loose, and Boyer has it tied up, and that's going to be a hell ball. Possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic, so that'll be another Wayne turnover. Unofficially, I've got 14 turnovers here on Wayne so far in the ballgame. And a 32-2 lead. Top of the circle with the basketball is going to be Messbarger. Kick now, left wing. Checking in was Morgan Teal. Teal will get it off for Colling. Throws it right side for Messbarger. Messbarger on the baseline. Bounce pass in the lane here for Long, who gets it on that left side. Colling. Colling dribbles to an open area. A little floater is up, no good. And the rebound out to Colling. So Colling will help work it inside here for Long. Long takes it off glass. And Long shot will not fall. And it's rebounded there by Peyton Roach. So Roach pulls down the rebound after the miss. And on the run here are the Blue Devils. Driving the baseline here is going to be Schaefer. Schaefer is blocked, and there'll be a couple of free throws coming up. I want to go back and check things out here. We are tied at two, so this is a 30-0 run for Kearney Catholic. And that run will technically continue because the free throw is a little bit short here for Danica Schaefer. So Schaefer misses the first. And the free throw rolls around and is no good. So she misses both of them. Rebounded by Anna Squires. And they'll kick it up ahead here for Teal. Backing in is going to be Kylie Teal. She's going to kick it out now for Morgan. Morgan's going to drive. Shoot. Gets the body contact. Gets it off glass and it falls. So she's got an and one opportunity. Brilliant drive there by Morgan Teal, going with that dominant hand, drew the body contact first, and then muscled it off the glass. So she'll try to extend this Kearney Catholic lead. In and out, no good, and rebound out to the Blue Devils. They get the rebound, does Abby Hicks. She'll get the ball back now, top of the circle, after it was in the offensive end here by Rauner. Hicks working against some pressure by Long. They'll give it off left side for Hammer. Hammer on the dribble. Kearney Catholic right now going man-to-man. Entry pass going to be intercepted. Wayne turns it over again as Messbarger comes up with it. She'll kick it off here left side for Morgan Teal. Around the perimeter, Messbarger gets it inside now for Long. Long, little post move off glass, and she'll score. There's pretty good defense there, but there's no way to stop that when Caitlin Long makes that little move. And trying to make the steal and having the wrong angle is Kylie Teal, and Teal is going to be called for the foul. So that's now going to be seven fouls called here on Kearney Catholic compared to five here against Wayne. So that'll be a one-and-one opportunity here. And we're going to switch Squires out there as Maddie will come in for Anna. And Hammer will go to the free throw line for the front end of a one-and-one. And the free throw is up and good. So a 34-0 run here comes to an end, as it's now 36-3. So she makes the first one and the second one as well. So Hammer makes it so Wayne now has 4 points in the ballgame. They trail it 36-4 with 2:22 to go. Top of the circle, here is Squires. She'll get it out for Long. Long from the elbow. A pass that has to bounce a couple of times before Teal can pick it up. Back out to Long. Long gives it right side for Jordan Stripe. Back inside for Long. Long kicks it out. She took an extra step. And that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Kearney Catholic taking pretty good care of the ball, really. That is, I have them with 6 turnovers compared to 16 for Wayne. Dribbling down that right sideline is Hammer. Now kick it out. Hammer now dribbles to the, gets it back at the free throw line, and she'll make a little runner. So Kylie Hammer gave the ball away, got it right back, and she's able to rattle it in. It's now 36-6. Minute 45 to go here. Squires gets a screen from Long, top of the key, gives it off right side for Teal. Teal back and in. Teal steps through a double team, lays it off glass, no good, and the rebound back out here to Rauner. So Rauner comes up with a rebound as Kearney Catholic couldn't get the shot to fall, and they'll work it back around here for Stegeman. Stegeman's going to penetrate a little bit. Dangerous pass, but it's picked up by Hicks. Hicks steps in the lane, takes it off glass, in and out, and then back in. Abby Hicks hits the shot. And now Strite will bring in the offensive end. A little run here. 6 straight points for Wayne to make it now 36-8. Top of the key, well behind the three-point arc, is going to be Squires. Squires will drive, get the body contact, lays up the shot, and now will head to the line as she ran into Hicks, and Hicks will be called for the foul. So now stop the clock with 1:05 to go here. Maddie Squires will be handed the basketball for the first of 2 free throw attempts, and the first one is up and good. And Maddie Squires on the season from the free throw line is about a 77% free throw shooter. She made the first one, and the second one rims in and out, no good. So it's now 37-8. On the bounce here is Hicks. Hicks gives it off on that right side. Nice drive, but the shot's going to be blocked by Squires. Holy cow. They put it up, and Squires on that backside was all over it. And Anna will get the rebound, will drive, take it off glass, and scores. Well, the Squires sister's coming through. Maddie on the defensive end. Loose ball then picked up by Anna. And then Anna's able to take it the entire distance. Drive on the baseline. Now we're going to have a little foul. I think they're going to call Squires for the foul here. Yep, it is going to be on Squires, and driving in underneath was Stegeman, and she'll go to the free throw line, and we'll have a shot. And the free throw is up and good. So they were stuck on 2 for a long time, and since then, Wayne has actually come to life here a little bit, as they've scored 7 points in the last minute and a half after being stuck at 2 for forever. Second free throw is also good, so it's now 39-10, and on the inbounds, ball is nearly stolen away by Rauner. She ran out of room as she stepped on the baseline, did come up with the ball, and the ball's going to be inbounded here from Messbarger. Messbarger's going to give it back to Squires, and Anna Squires then, with no pressure on her, brings it across the timeline. 2-3 zone right now for Wayne. 20 seconds to go here in the first half. Off of the screen, driving here is going to be Squires. Squires gets the bucket and foul. We're going to see if they're going to count the bucket, I believe. The officials are conferring. They're going to count the bucket here, as the foul came as she was starting the shot. And so Maddie Squires, another three-point opportunity. So with 18.2 to go, number 41 will try to add to the 41 points that Kearney Catholic has here. And she fires the free throw, and it's up and good. And again, as we mentioned, 77% on the season coming into the game. 42-10. 14 seconds left before halftime. Nice pass up ahead. Left-handed layup, though, will not fall here for Wayne. Good look there for Morgan Keating. Couldn't come up with it. Anna Squires comes up with the defensive rebound. And with 1 second left, three-pointer in the corner for Teal. No good. And that'll do it for a very good first half here for Kearney Catholic. They have a 42-10 lead as they head to the locker room. Not surprised they're ahead, but surprised by the margin here against a very good team from Wayne, as the Stars may be playing their most complete game that I've seen so far this season. They lead it 42-10 as they head to the locker room. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report when we come back right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. At halftime, the Kearney Catholic girls right now looking very impressive against Wayne. They lead it 42-10. And then later, around 6 o'clock or so, we have the second half of kind of a split doubleheader as the Kearney Catholic boys will be taking on Boys Town. Kind enough to join us about that, to talk to us about that game, is Scott Carlin, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic. And it's unusual doubleheader, but this is the second straight year you guys have seen Boys Town. It was a fun event last year going out to Omaha and playing there.
Yeah, you know, the guys kind of look forward to someone different than we don't normally see. So it just kind of adds a little excitement, helps you out for when we make some runs. We know a few other coaches and stuff. We can get films on different people a little differently. And it's just kind of a nice change of pace and stuff like that.
Yeah, and one of the nice things about it with today's technology and stuff in terms of finding game film, I mean, it's online. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, it's not like these guys are going to sneak up on you or anything.
Nope. Send a couple emails. Click a couple buttons on Huddle, and there you have it. So it's a lot easier than it was 5 years ago, even, and before that with DVDs and then VHSs before that. I remember.
Do you remember? You're a coach's kid. Yeah, you would remember
that. Dubbing those for him and stuff like that for football. But, yeah, Huddle makes it a lot easier and quicker and just so much nicer.
You talk about a 7-6 team coming into town, and you think, all right, they got to travel all the way from Omaha. You know, they're 7-6. This might be kind of an easy deal, and you're smiling already because you know, both you and I know that that is not the case with Boys Town this afternoon.
Yeah, I think they've won their last three games by double digits in each of the three. I believe one of the three was against the very good Wayne team. They beat Nebraska City. They beat Douglas County West. They've played Class B teams are their teams they've primarily lost to, or the upper C1 team. So it's not a 7-6 team that you're like, oh, they haven't played anybody. These guys are a 7-6 team that's probably one of the best around 500 in the state.
Well, as you mentioned, they have six losses. They lost to Scott, to Roncalli, to Platteview and Gretna. Gretna 13-2. Those are all Class B schools, and they lost to 13-2 Columbus SCOTUS 72-49 and 12-2 Bishop Newman. You know, by 10. I mean, you're absolutely right. This is not your mom or dad's 7-16.
Yeah, these guys are going to come in. They're athletic. They're quick. They have a variety of different guys that can get to the hoop and score against you. They just do a lot of different things. And, you know, I think some of their losses were before they had some of their guys that were eligible due to the NSA rules and stuff like that. Had a guy miss it because he could go home over break.
Right.
Things like that. So they're just now kind of finding their groove a little bit more.
And one of the guys that draws my attention is Knowledge Darby. He's a 6'6". Shooting guard that averages about 25 points per game. Let's start with that.
Yeah, the 6'6 would scare most people right away, and that's a concern there. And then you say, okay, oh yeah, he's going to play on the perimeter because they have two other guys inside that are post players, and they use him in a different variety of ways. And we're going to have to pick and choose spots of what we do things because we can't trap with 5'8", 5'8", and expect him not to see over us. He might not even notice our hands sometimes.
So how do you address that? I mean, obviously that's a huge advantage for them. It takes away one of the things you guys are best at, and that is pressuring out on the perimeter.
You know, I think we got to pick and choose our spots because we got to get this game to our tempo, and I don't think there's many times when the Kearney Catholic team is saying, okay, let's slow it down. But this is probably one of them that we're going to have to control the tempo a little bit more and use some clock. And then probably just at times make them try to think. I think anytime you can get a team like this that just relies on their athleticism a lot, have to think and do some different stuff, it can be to your advantage.
Now, again, you know, they're going to throw out, we mentioned Darby at 6'6". They're going to put out 6'4", 6'4", 6'3", 6'3", out there a couple of times, you know, on you as well. So you would certainly think that they would have a rebounding advantage. But one of the things that negates that is if you get good rebounding position, obviously.
Yeah, you know, we talked a lot about this week about working early on things, whether it be getting to help side or getting in position for rebounds, both offensively and defensively. And then just being smart. If you know you don't have a chance at it, getting back so they don't have to walk the ball up to the court against you and stuff like that. Don't let them rebound and throw it out to half court, and then it's a one-on-one situation with them and a full head of steam.
Okay, and one of the advantages with an athletic team, I mean, again, I'd like to be more athletic than not, is a lot of times they'll try to do more then maybe they should do if you have position. You can get them in a little bit of foul trouble. You can get them to commit the charge. You can get them to go over the back on a rebound. Have you guys kind of had a talk about that as a strategy, trying to get into their bench by collecting some fouls?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about really just attacking smart. You know, if you got a guy on your hip, attack him and stuff like that because they'll go for a lot of shot fakes. They'll try to block a lot of shots. They'll try to take you so you can get set for charges. We talked a lot about doing your job and not trying to do someone else's, and if we do that, we'll be in a good shape, I think.
So if you're breaking down one or two things, maybe you'll be looking at during the game and say, you know, Kearney Catholic's doing what they want. What kind of statistics, what sort of things should I look at?
I would say the rebounding battle. I don't think we can be minus 10 in this. I'm not saying we have to play even with it, but we have to be close on it. And then we definitely have to be able to control the points and transition on them and stuff.
Right.
If they're scoring 15 in transition, yeah, it's going to be a long day.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't get, I mean, that's going to reduce their shooting percentage. Yep. And that'd be a big factor too. Hey, Scott, appreciate the time. Good luck today.
Thanks, Randy.
Scott Carlin, head coach here for Kearney Catholic, as the Stars girls right now leading at halftime, 42-10. And we'll take another break. We'll take a look at the individual numbers as the Kearney Catholic girls leading Wayne 42-10 at intermission. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll check the numbers right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for Business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages again at halftime. Kearney Catholic with a 42-10 lead over Wayne. As, again, Wayne only 10 points in that first half. And, wow, that's just very impressive. I did not anticipate that as the Stars outscored Wayne 24-8 in that second quarter. And real quick, let's take a look at the individual numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Wayne, who came in, as we mentioned, 10-6 on the year. And pretty balanced scoring. Kyla Hamer has 4, Abby Hicks has 4, and Tara Stegman with 2 points here in the first half. Balance, that's the positive way of putting a spin on it, that only 3 girls have scored, and you again have a grand total of 10 points here at intermission. For Kearney Catholic, scoring summary going to take a little bit more time. Anna Squires leading the way with 9 points and 6 rebounds. Kylie Teal has 8. Michelle Marsparker with 6 points and 3 rebounds. Allie Prasoski with 5. Maddie Squires with 5 points, 6 rebounds. Morgan Teal has 4 points. Whitney Colling has 3. And Caitlin Long, a very pretty move in the lane. She was able to bank it off glass. She has 2 points here at intermission. Once again, Kearney Catholic in control here, 42-10. Here at halftime, they've out-rebounded Wayne 26-11. And we mentioned the turnovers before, 17 turnovers for Wayne in that first half. Actually seems like more. And Wayne does have the basketball here to start the second half as they have put things in action here already. Into the offensive end is going to be Hammer. Hammer works it around and some contact over there. And we're going to have a push that is going to be whistled here on Maddie Squires. So Squires will pick up the foul here in the early stages, and that'll be her second foul of the game. So inbounded here for Hammer. It's Hammer, Hicks, Ronner, Stegman, and Schaefer for Wayne, and trying to make the steal, but running out of room was Whitney Colling. Colling goes out of bounds with the ball near midcourt. And the ball inbounded here by Schaefer. And Wayne keeps giving up ground. They had it on the top of the circle and just keep getting pushed further and further back, it seems like. Around is Ronner. They'll give it off on the baseline. Jumper on that left side for Wayne. Shot will not fall and rebounded by Squires. So Maddie Squires in the offensive end. Lets everybody clear. Will penetrate a little bit. Kick it out. Here's Teal for 3. Open look. 3-pointer will not fall. Offensive rebound for Squires. Bucket and foul for Anna Squires. She makes the putback. Was also hit on the arm. So she'll try to finish off a 3-point play here. And that will be on Abby Hicks. And for Abby Hicks, that is her 4th foul. So add that to the list of problems here for Wayne. As Squires goes to the free throw line, trying to finish off the and-one opportunity. It's in and out and then back in. It rattled in and out. Went high in the air, relatively speaking, and then went back in. So 45-10. Pass on the left wing here for Ronner. Ronner gets it off right side for Stegman. Stegman watches everybody cycle through. Kearney Catholic steps in the passing lane. That had zero chance of success, and Anna Squires picks off the pass. And she still has the dribble. She'll give it off here. Skip in the corner for Messbarger. Messbarger gets it for Maddie Squires on the baseline, and Maddie Squires lost the basketball, looking to cut it out. And Wayne comes up with a steal, and then Wayne turns it over. They're having trouble getting started in the offensive flow after they got the turnover. And so really no harm, no foul here for Kearney Catholic. They turned it over, but Wayne gives them the ball right back. All inbounded here for Squires as she works around the perimeter, gives it to Messbarger off of the screen, back to Colling. Colling's going to drive, left-handed shot, no good. And now she'll head to the free throw line. And so Colling at the line to shoot 2. It is 45-10. 6:37 to go, and the free throw no good here for Colling. She missed the first of 2 after the foul was whistled on Morgan Keating. That is going to be her second. Second free throw up and good for Colling. So she makes 1 out of 2 here, and it's now 46-10. Stars went on a 34-0 run in the first to second quarter. And obviously that'll take control of just about any basketball game. On the baseline with it is Schaefer. Schaefer shot up there by Teal, and now her and Colling will double-team it. Nice skip into the opposite side there for Ronner. And Ronner's going to reset the offense, giving it the Hammer top of the circle. At the lane in the lane, rather. They penetrate, kick out, and a three-pointer up and good for Rahner. So Rahner gets that ball kicked back out to her, and she's able to stroke it in. That's her first 3 points of the ball game. Maddie Squires pressured a little bit, gives it to Prasoski. So the five starters out there right now for Kearney Catholic. Prasoski calling Teal, Squires, and Squires. Driving here is Kylie Teal. Back inside, nice pass for Anna Squires, who missed the little bunny. She missed the shot, and then it's rebounded out of there by Wayne. So Wayne pulls down the rebound, brings in the offensive end. They'll skip on that left side. With it is Schaefer. Schaefer missed the jumper, and the rebound goes off the hands of Stegman and out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will have possession of the ball here. And Wayne will put some full court pressure on. Again, Wayne 10-6 on the season. Played, Crofton, Guardian Angel, Central Catholic, Pierce. There's half of their losses right there against some of the best teams in the state in their respective classes. Prasoski has it. Nobody covers her, so she'll fire a three. It's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. That'll go against Kearney Catholic. A little push there by Whitney Calling, trying to get her hands on the ball. That is going to be her third foul. So Wayne will slowly bring it in the offensive end. Hammer on the dribble. Kicks on the left side. Ball fake over there for Echtenkamp. Pass through the lane. Off the hands of Calling and out of bounds. Again, just nothing easy here for Wayne. That Kearney Catholic defense has harassed a lot of passes, and even if they don't force the turnover, Wayne has had the difficulty of trying to set something up once they make the catch. Hammer on the dribble, hands the ball off here for Rahner. Rahner finds a seam, drives, has her shot blocked by Squires, and it lands on Rahner. So Anna Squires with the block, and Rahner, who was out of bounds on that strong, very quick drive, and the ball landed on her when she was on the baseline. So it will be Kearney Catholic ball here. They hand it to Prasoski, back to Maddie Squires. Squires working against a little pressure put on here by Schaefer. Brings in the offensive end and has her pocket pick. Nobody told her that Rahner was behind her, and so Kearney Catholic turns it over. Nobody yelling wolf there. On the cut, ball knocked loose. Coming up with it is Anna Squires. Anna Squires gives it off here for Teal. Teal has their pocket pick. That's Stegman. Stegman with the steal. Stegman with the drive. The layup, too strong. Offensive rebound for the Blue Devils. Coming out of with it is going to be Hammer. And Hammer, with the offensive rebound, will dribble out. And they'll take it now top of the circle. Driving here is Stegman. Stegman lost it. Has it stolen away by Squires. Maddie Squires with the steal, with the layup, hit from behind, and she's fouled by Schaefer. And Squires had a little trouble with the dribble there. She wasn't able to really control the dribble as quickly as she'd like. It slowed down her run up court, and Schaefer commits to her third foul. So Squires at the line and makes the first of two free throws. With that, Maddie Squires now has 6 points in the ball game. Her second free throw is on the way. That one is short. Rebounded by her sister, and Anna Squires makes the putback. 49-13. 36-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Schaefer on the dribble, gives it off on the right side for Stegman. Stegman kicks right side for Rahner. Rahner with the three-pointer, no good. Rebound dribbled out all the way out to by Hammer. Hammer comes up with it, and she'll give it between the circles here for Rahner. Rahner kicks right side, three-pointer, a little bit strong here for Wayne, and the rebound taken out here by Maddie Squires. Squires with the rebound. Lost the ball momentarily, but it goes into the hands of Prasoski, who leads the break, gives it to Calling. Calling's going to drive, take it off glass, and there's going to be a charge called in underneath. Nice job there defensively by Allison Echtenkamp to pick up the charge, and that'll be the fourth foul called here on Whitney Calling. So 49-13, Stars made a slew of changes. Checking in here, Messbarger and Strite. Quickly, Stegman's going to drive on that right side. We're going to have a blocking foul called here. I think that's going to go on Anna Squires. Yeah, that'll be on Anna Squires. That'll be her third foul. Check that, just her second foul. Strite Squires, Teal, and by Teal we mean Morgan, and Long out there for Kearney Catholic. Free throw was up and good for Stegeman. And Stegeman, after making the first one, misses now the second. And it's going to be rebounded by Long. So Long pulls down the bound. And on the dribble here is going to be Messbarger. Messbarger lost the basketball because she was fouled from behind there by Rahner. So Rachel Rahner called for the foul. Both teams have committed four team fouls here in the second half. That's the first personal foul on Rahner. And Strite to inbound underneath their own basket. They get it to Squires. He gives it back to Strite. Gives it to Teal. Teal's open for three, and she'll stroke in the three-pointer. Morgan Teal with the shot there. And we've got a foul going to be called here on Kearney Catholic. That'll be on Teal, who now has 7 points in the game and two fouls. So 52-14. Dribbling here is going to be Rahner. Rahner kicks on the left wing. Ball kicked right back out here for Boyer. Boyer will get the ball back out for Rahner. Rahner, nice backdoor cut. They get it down low there for Peyton Roach. Roach puts up the shot, will not fall. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound as Kearney Catholic trying to get the ball back. And going over the back here is going to be Strite. So Jordan Strite is called for her first foul. And Wayne will inbound it. Trailing it now 52-14. And we have to talk about that 40-point rule now in a running clock. And Wayne wants to give themselves a little cushion so that doesn't happen. Skip here on the left side. They work it around the perimeter. With it is Boyer. Boyer has it lost and stolen away. With the steal is Messbarger. Messbarger with the layup. And it is up and in. She comes away with the steal and then the layup. And now a 40-point lead for Kearney Catholic. 54-14. We'll have a running clock from here on out. On the dribble is Rahner. Rahner, three-pointer on that right side, no good. Rebound taken out by Messbarger. Messbarger on the run, lays it up and in. So Michelle Messbarger, rebound on one end, layup on the other. It's now 56-14. Ball kicked around, nice ball movement here. Rahner will skip it off on that left side. Three-pointer for Wayne. It's going to be a little bit short. And out of bounds on the rebound is going to be Wayne. Snagging the bound there was Echtenkamp on that baseline, but she also stepped on the baseline. So it will be Kearney Catholic ball. And the Stars make some substitutions. As Teal checks back into the game. So it's going to be Teal, Messbarger, Prososki, and Long out there right now for Kearney Catholic. And Wayne's going to go full court pressure. Why not? Ball inbounded here for Messbarger. Up ahead here for Prososki, a three-on-three, but Prososki's going to slow it down. Lob it in for Long. Long in the lane, shoots over the top of the double team. A little bit short there. Nice job by Wayne not committing the foul, and now we're going to have a reach. Called on, it's going to be an elbow thrown here for Wayne. And so it'll be a foul called. Ball inbounded. For Prososki, inside for Long. Long off glass, rolls around, good. Nice entry pass into Long, and Long rattles it in. She now has four in the game. Hammer on the dribble, kicks it top of the circle here for Stegeman. Back on that left side for Hammer. Hammer's going to drive. Kick here left wing for Echtenkamp, and Wayne will turn the ball over again. Bad pass picked up by Prososki. Gets it up ahead to Messbarger. Messbarger tries the layup. Hit on the arm as she puts up the shot. And that foul will be on Tara Stegeman. And the horn sounds with that running clock, so everybody walks away. And at the line by herself to shoot two is going to be Michelle Messbarger. Messbarger's free throw is up and good. And she's got one more coming up here. Messbarger now with 11 points in the game. Make it 12. She rolls that one in as well. And we'll head to the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic ahead 60-14. We'll take a quick break. And we'll be back with that fourth quarter right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back. That quick little note for you that Eric Pacheco at 106 did win the Luplac Conference Wrestling Tournament for Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic, last report, was fourth as a team, as Adams Central is going to be coming away with the individual championship, as our coverage is just wrapping up right now on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Here, well, it's just a matter of trying to play your best in the fourth quarter and kind of build for the future. That would be our Seeds to Success, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, agronomy information to help them get the most out of every acre? That's easy, pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great Seeds to Success for a better start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. Long has it after the inbounds here for Kearney Catholic. Stars with possession. They're going to penetrate a little bit, kick out to Prasoski, who drains a three-pointer. A little pass there by Kylie Teal to get it to Allie Prasoski, and Prasoski strokes in the three-pointer here in the ballgame. She now has eight. Driving on the right side is going to be Schaefer. Schaefer takes off glass, rolls around the rim, no good. Maddie Squires with the rebound and couldn't find one of her teammates who was wide open up court. Couldn't find Kylie Teal. There wasn't anybody within 30 feet of Teal. She gets the ball back now. She's going to fire about a 25-footer. Her three-pointer is no good. And rebounded again by Squires. Holy cow, the rebounding numbers here for Kearney Catholic are huge. Penetration, kick out for Squires. Gives it the long in the lane. It gives it now to Teal. Teal's going to drive out to Prasoski, top of the key. Prasoski drives, a little floater off glass. No good. And rebound finally tipped around, finally coming out to Kylie Teal. And Kylie Teal will give it to Prasoski. And Prasoski hits a three-pointer. And then we have a stoppage here as we got a timeout for Kearney Catholic. Stars call timeout now, leading it 66-14 with 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take the timeout with them. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back after this.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And welcome back here with 6:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. A heated discussion between Dave Hicks and Jim Lang and the official here results in a technical called on Hicks during the stoppage of that timeout. So Teal's going to go to the free throw line after the technical. And first one's up and good. Second one is also up and good here for Morgan Teal. So Teal makes both free throws. And we go from it being 66-14 to 68-14. And the score, and don't blame us for the score, was a part of the discussion between the officials and Coach Hicks. So Kearney Catholic will inbound the ball. They'll toss it in here for Sarah Oldfather. Oldfather gives it out for Stripe. Gives it off to Long on that right side. And on the dribble here is going to be Schmaderer. And Schmaderer passes the ball out, and in the process, there's going to be a turnover there on Kearney Catholic. So Wayne will get the ball back here as Hammer will get the ball from Schaefer in the offensive end. Rahner has it on that left side. Rahner over to Hammer. Hammer's going to skip it out here, right side for Schaefer. Schaefer on the baseline, shut off, and they'll kick the ball back out here for Rahner. Top of the circle, Hammer. She's going to fire the three, and she hits the three. Nice ball movement here for Wayne. And so just kind of stick with the game plan and stroke in the three-pointer. That makes it now 68-17. They pressure the ball. Nice job there by Schmaderer. Just kind of throw it in an area where she hoped that Strike could come up with it. Strike did, and so Kearney Catholic maintains the possession. Back out for Schmaderer. Schmaderer shut off there nicely by Schaefer. Give it off for Oldfather. Oldfather's pass through the lane is tipped around and off the hands of Long, and so it will be a Kearney Catholic turnover. For the Stars, Andy Treadle going to check into the game, and Long will come out with 5.5 to go. Top of the circle. Ball is going to be passed in here for Ecton Camp. Ecton Camp gets it out here for Rauner. And Rauner will drain another three-pointer. Nice stroke there by Rauner. And again, they move the ball around very effectively. And Rauner now with six in the game. Offensive end is Treadle. Treadle on the bounce. Gives it off right side for Schmaderer. Schmaderer, top of the circle. Nice pass inside for Stride, who gives it off to Oldfather. Oldfather jumper in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Hammer. And Hammer will end the possession. That was a nice offensive set there for Kearney Catholic. Long pass up ahead. Great athletic move to save it by Schaefer, but into the hands of Treadle. And Treadle now being double-teamed has a shot or pass knocked down into the hands of Schaefer. Schaefer's going to lay it up and in. So Schaefer comes up with the steal and then the layup as the Wayne defense cashes in right there. Driving here is Schmaderer. She'll kick it back out here for Strite. Strite's long pass is going to be knocked into the backcourt. Great hustle there by Rauner. But the Stars will maintain possession as the clock continues to move here. 4:20 in the ball game. 68-22. And so tossing in the ball after making a substitution is going to be Morgan Teal. She comes back into the ball game. Dribbling down the sideline is Annie Treadle, and she has her pocket pick. So Wayne forces the Kearney Catholic turnover. Driving here is Hammer. Hammer, nice pass on the left side, and a left-handed layup is going to be up and in by Danica Schaefer. Nice little hit there by Schaefer in traffic as she hit it with that offhand. Dribble top of the circle here for Kearney Catholics. Jenny Beans, who checked in, and they'll get it down low for Oldfather. Oldfather's shot deflected a little bit, so Wayne comes up with the rebound here after the miss. And on the run here is going to be Rauner. Rauner in the lane, hit on the arm. She'll head to the line, and we'll have a couple of free throws. And Wayne will make a slew of substitutions here after this first free throw by Rauner. They'll change four, and if she makes the next free throw, they'll even change Rauner out. So she makes the first of two. Peyton Roach checking into the game. Libby Sandoz is out there. Kelsey Boyer. And Allison Ektenkamp. And the free throw rolls around, no good. Offensive rebound for Wayne. Shot up, will not fall. And then the ball goes out of bounds. Morgan Keating with the rebound, but couldn't make the putback. And Kearney Catholic will have possession here with 2:40 to go. Beans to toss it in. And now on the dribble here is going to be Schmaderer. Schmaderer in the offensive end. They double-team her. Schmaderer handles it and then loses the ball. Goes in the backcourt. Wayne was the last to touch it, I believe. Well, they're going to say that it's Wayne Ball. The official is right there. So Boyer will get the inbounds here near midcourt. And she'll get it to the elbow. Kick out right side. Roach firing a three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound. Dumping it in underneath is going to be Keating. And Keating puts up another little runner. That's a little bit too strong. And Schmaderer comes up with the rebound and then is held. So Ashlyn Schmaderer with the defensive rebound after the miss. And that'll be just the sixth foul. Check that now, the seventh foul against Wayne. So we'll walk to the other end of the court, and we'll have a one-and-one here for Schmaderer. So Schmaderer at the line. She is 4-6 from the line on the season, and she improves on that number here as she makes the free throw. 69-25, minute and a half to go in the game as the clock continues to roll. Stars going to improve the record now to 15-1 on the season as the second free throw is up and good for Schmaderer. So Schmaderer now 2 points in the game. And very quickly passes up to Roach. Roach has her pocket pick. Great defensive play there by Treadle. Treadle weaves her way through some traffic here. Picked up defensively by Boyer. Treadle in the offensive end. Kicks on the left side for Beans. Nice entry pass in for Oldfather. Oldfather with the shot. Has it blocked there by Roach. And nice play there by Roach as they call a held ball there. And the possession arrow is pointing to Wayne. So Wayne, with 50 seconds to go, will inbound the basketball. They get it to Kelsey Boyer. 70-25, Kearney Catholic on a 30-0 run in that first quarter into the second. And Ektenkamp now hits a little jumper. That 30-0 run just opened up this game. It was 2-2, and then it's 32-2. And we got a timeout here for Kearney Catholic, in part so that I think they can make some substitutions with 30.1 to go And actually, Sarah Oldfather didn't see the injury, but she is hurting right now as they called the timeout here just to get her a little bit of help, and she's rubbing her lower back. So it appears that Sarah Oldfather at some point hurt her back, and she's currently being attended to on the sideline by Kearney Catholic assistant coach Tim Teal. So 30.1 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. So they're attending to Oldfather with an injury. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Ball going to be inbounded here by Annie Treadle. Gets it inside for Streit. Streit's going to go with that strong right hand, and Jordan Streit adds two more points here. It's 72-27. And on the baseline driving here is Roach. Roach's pass going to be intercepted by Beans. Beans had a little trouble coming up with it, and so she can't quite finish off the turnover as she double dribbled it. So they'll inbound it. Ball's on the ground. 5 seconds left. I think they're going to call a hell ball here. Yes, they are. And the horn's going to sound, and that will wrap things up here. Kearney Catholic with a 72-27 win over Wayne. Wayne, 10-7 on the season. They're not afraid to play anybody, and every team they've lost to, wouldn't be surprised to see just about all of those playing in Lincoln sometime in March. Your final, 72-27, as the Stars with a 30-0 run in the first into the second quarter open things up, never look back, and the Stars improve the record now to 15-1. On the year. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, our post-game show is coming up right after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. A final 72-27, Kearney Catholic with the win here over Wayne. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is Kearney Catholic head coach Rick Petrie. And again, don't want to say anything that's going to end up on anybody's bulletin board, but did you expect it to be this easy?
No, absolutely not. You know, they play in a tough conference, a tough schedule, and, you know, I think sometimes when you got to drive 3 hours, obviously, it's tough to play, and they had a tough game against Crofton on Thursday. So, you know, those two factors probably had a hand in today's game.
And you guys jumped out to that great start. You were tied at two, but then you guys had the next 30 points in the game and did it with outside shooting, defense, layups. I mean, to me, and I didn't see you guys play against St. Cecilia, but this seems like one of your, if not the most complete effort you've had this year.
Yeah, it was. I thought that our girls, I thought our second group especially gave us some energy in that first quarter. From the middle of the first quarter, middle of the second quarter, I thought we were really, really good. Kids were taking the ball to the basket. They were rebounding. They were playing great defense. You know, Michelle came in and I thought gave us a lift. And Anna Squires was really aggressive on offense today and got to the bucket. And that was nice to see.
And again, my stats far from being official here, but I had you guys with 35 rebounds compared to 17 for Wayne. So you out-rebound him 2-1, according to my statistics. And it's a little bit of everybody. Obviously, the Squires do a lot of the heavy lifting when it comes to rebounding, but just about everybody was hustling after the ball.
Yeah, and that's important. And that's important for us to be better defensively and to rebound the ball better. I think that's one of the things that we've needed to improve on and we still need to improve on as we go down through the end of the year.
And you mentioned that second five. I've seen a lot of growth this season with that second five. Name that kind of comes to mind is Jordan Streit. To me, she's just looking just a little bit better, it seems like, every single game.
She gives us a lot of energy, and she plays great defense. And, You know, it's a bonus when she's able to score the ball a little bit for us. But she's made some improvement. Caitlin Long continues to get better. Mm-hmm. You know, Morgan Teal shooting the ball really well. You know, and Michelle, again, you know, we missed her the other night, but she came in and gave us some really good minutes.
Right, and she finished with 12 points and 4 rebounds, and that's a solid line for anybody.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And the beauty of it is you don't have a six man. You got kind of a 6th through 8th and 9th that kind of comes in there and allows you guys to play the style of ball that you guys want to play, and that is really up-in-your-face kind of defense.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate with that. The kids have really responded. I thought that it was a great effort. And, you know, again, we're just trying to get better. It's, you know, never in my wildest imagination did I think the margin would be what it was today.
Yeah, and again, you scheduled this game. You're looking for teams to play that are good, that are going to kind of push you guys a little bit. Did you get out of this game what you hoped to get out of this game?
Well, I would have liked to see our starters play a little bit more. I think that that's something that we're trying to, you know, we've had the one game against St. Cecilia where our starters have played for 4 quarters and, you know, I guess a little bit against Adams Central at the beginning of the year and Norfolk Catholic. But, you know, unfortunately, we've had a lot of games where that hasn't been the case. And so, you know, we'd like them to be a little bit better conditioned as we go down the stretch of the game.
Yeah, there's nothing like game conditioning.
Right.
It's just different than what you run into in practice. Again, we hate to look past anybody, but you play a team that's only got 2 wins on Tuesday in Gibbon, but then right around the corner, Guardian Angel Central Catholic, another one of these games that you kind of schedule because you want the competition, and again, a great opportunity for your team to get a little bit better on Thursday when Guardian Angels comes to town.
It will be. It'll be fun. You know, we're looking forward to it. They're a good team. They've only lost once this year, and I think that the girls will be up for the challenge. You know, we're going to have to prepare a little bit differently. They're pretty aggressive. They're pretty they've got some height. They've, you know, they play 7 or 8 kids as well, and, you know, a little bit different type of game.
Yeah. So, and again, that was the goal of this game, to kind of get pushed for 4 quarters. And it seems strange that we're kind of sitting here thinking you're kind of rooting for a close game because that means you're not playing as well. I mean, you're kind of in a catch-22 a little bit.
And that's true. You know, it's one of those things. You love to see your kids playing well. And, you know, you can't really say don't play well. I mean,
right.
Because defensively, I thought we were really, really good this game.
Yeah, really were. You held a pretty good basketball team to 2 points for about
a long time,
about 10 minutes or so. They were stuck on 2 for forever. Rick, congratulations. You guys look good today.
All right, thanks, Randy.
Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic Stars, now 15-1 on the season. Wayne falls now to 10-7. Next up for the Stars will be Gibbon on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, we will have coverage of their game against Guardian Angels. Central Catholic. We'll have that game for you Thursday as well. In fact, we'll have the game Tuesday against Gibbon as well. Stars now 15-1 on the year. Real quick, let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Wayne. As we mentioned, they're now 10-7 on the year. They were led by Kylie Hammer, who finished with 7 points in the game. Rachel Wanner was 7. Abby Hicks with 4. Danica Schaefer had 4. Tara Stegman with 3. Allison Ektekamp with 2 points in the ball game. Unofficially, I had them 9 of 33 shooting for about 27% in the game. They hit a couple of three-pointers late in the fourth quarter when the game was decided. So they finished being 3 and 12 from three-point range for 25%. They were 6 of 12 from the free-throw line, so they shot 50% from the free-throw line and 17 rebounds, while Kearney Catholic unofficially I had with 35 rebounds in the game. Turnovers, that is advantage of Kearney Catholic as well. Unofficially, 27 turnovers for Wayne. Kearney ended up with 20. Kearney Catholic ended up with 20 in the game as well. A fair number of those kind of came when the game was already decided. And for the Stars, they had a trio of players in double digits. Anna Squires led the way with 14 points and 8 rebounds. Michelle Messbarger off the bench finished with 12 points, 4 rebounds. Allie Prasoski with 11 points. Morgan Teal had 9 points. Kylie Teal with 8 points and 3 rebounds. Maddie Squires, 6 points but 9 rebounds. Whitney Colling had 4 points, 3 rebounds. Caitlin Long with 4 points and a couple of rebounds. Jordan Streit with 2 points, 4 rebounds. Ashlyn Schmaderer with a couple of points in the ball game. And unofficially, I had Kearney Catholic shooting in the game 25 of 55. Many of those were end up being steals and layups on the other end, and just really good shooting and great shot selection as Kearney Catholic, 25 of 55. So that's about 46% from the field. Three-point shooting, they were 3 of 21, shooting 33% from behind the arc. Certainly is getting the job done. And they were 15 of 21 shooting from the charity stripe. And they pulled down 35 rebounds, including 17 offensive rebounds unofficially here in the ballgame. And those 17 offensive rebounds lead to a lot of high percentage shots. And Kearney Catholic looked very, very good today as they pick up a comfortable win, 72 to 27 over Wayne. Well, we're going to step away for real quite some time, actually, because we'll be playing a JV game, and then following the JV game, we'll have a varsity game here between Boys Town and the Kearney Catholic Boys. So probably looking at least a couple of hours before we're back on the air. It should be around 6 o'clock or so that we'll have our pregame before we have the tip-off between Boys Town and Kearney Catholic here on ESPN Radio. Once again, our final in girls basketball, a 72-27 win here for Kearney Catholic as they had a running clock most of the second half. And now Wayne, 10-7 on the season as they have played just a killer schedule. Boys Town also playing a killer schedule, so this is going to be a tough matchup here for the Kearney High boys when we rejoin you around 6 o'clock for coverage of that game. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We'll take a quick, not just quick, we'll be taking a pretty good break away, and we'll be back around 6 o'clock here from Cope Coliseum, where we'll have coverage of Boys Town and Kearney Catholic. Once again, our final in girls hoops, 72-27. Kearney Catholic now 15-1, and they'll be back in action on Tuesday against Gibbon. And then don't forget, on Thursday, they'll be taking on Guardian Angels Central Catholic, and we will have coverage of game between Kearney Catholic and West Point Guardian Angels, 7 o'clock on Thursday, right here on ESPN. I'm Randy Bushcutter for our engineer Caleb Henry back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.